Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penelope Noir. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm excited about our topic today because you are truly an expert on this. What are we talking about?
Well, I actually thought that we could do a bit of a return because we talked about cottagecore and that sort of thing. So I thought we could talk about gothcore and witchcore.
Nice.
And coincidentally, there was an article on Friday in The Guardian about that was called Morning Suit, Morning Spout, MORNING suit, the return of goth fashion. So apparently goth is making a resurgence. And the way that they measure this is because people like Kourtney Kardashian have been swapping their Balmain for Rick Owens. And also she was wearing a The Cure t-shirt of A Head on the Door. And then there was a huge backlash and people were kind of crying out saying that if you can't name 10 songs by the band,
classic.
Then you can't wear the t-shirt,
classic.
Which is pretty funny. And apparently Halsey, the pop star, has swapped wearing whatever she normally wears for vintage Dolce & Gabbana kind of black clothing because she's just released an album that was produced by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails.
It's very cool, actually. It is really cool. If people want to jump into some mainstream pop this week and have a great time, then I would recommend that Halsey record. It's actually awesome.
Yeah, I want to check it out. But what I think is quite interesting is that the media is so quick to jump on this kind of bandwagon and go, oh, you know, and like once upon a time they'd say, oh, it's really negative. But this time they're kind of going, oh, it's giving these artists and these people integrity because it's giving them some edge.
There's a lot to unpack there, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like Madonna did it with Like a Prayer as well. She dyed her hair brunette. But
the great goth statement.
Yeah.
All brunettes are goth.
But I guess, the thing is that with, you know, gothcore and witchcore, which is what you think it would be, it's kind of like wearing clothing that's kind of got tarot, occult, astrology kind of symbolism on it. But people are kind of looking into the psychology of it at the moment and kind of saying that it's like cottagecore, a response to COVID-19,
right.
But it's kind of going that darker route where it's kind of, yeah, sure, go out into the forest and hang out, but beware what's out there. You know, there could be a haunted house or that sort of thing. And
so
also,
I was just going to ask, with the whole core thing, that's kind of an internet phenomenon. We talked a little bit about this with the cottagecore thing. It's become like the way we describe these new sort of internet versions of sort of fashion movements that have happened before. Would you agree with that, Penny?
Yeah, totally. And it's quite interesting that they are so, well, the media or people are actually so quick to label themselves. Once upon a time, it was kind of, you know, it definitely was negative in my time to kind of say that you were a goth, and I'd say that now and kind of jest. But you know, people are very quick to label themselves, and there's so many labels, you know, like as with cottagecore and mushroomcore and goblincore, there's you know, angelcore and bloomcore and kidcore, where you want to dress like a small child. So it's, you know, but they kind of, you know, the thing is that people don't have the opportunity to kind of express themselves going out. They kind of have to do it in, you know, indoors, and so they're using things like TikTok to, you know, kind of make little videos and dress up and have a bit of fun, which is pretty cool.
You know, if you would go to a club and that would be the club that all of the goths would go to, that's an easy way to find that community. But if you're trying to do it online, you need a label to be able to search to find the other people who want to also identify in that space. So it kind of makes sense that people would maybe be quicker to identify with a title than in previous, I guess, iterations of these sort of looks and styles, because you want to find your tribe online. You kind of need something to search.
Yeah, and it's quite cool because even as I've been going kind of, you know, for walks around my block, I've actually seen quite a few teenagers dressed up like on their own walking around the block, and I kind of really love the fact that they're just, you know, having a stroll, being themselves, and it's really awesome.
That is really cool,
to see that creativity coming out.
You got to find your time to shine. I've got a friend who's doing a like full-on outfit every time they go to the supermarket.
And I love that.
That's a look. That's a big mood.
I've actually noticed a couple of people doing that, and I must admit, during the first lockdown, when I flatted with my friend, we would actually dress up every day and sit on the front porch, you know, because it was just fun.
It is fun. It is fun. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Gothcore, Witchcore, what it all looks like, what it all sounds like. What's the vibes there?
Well, I guess with Gothcore, you're looking at things like fishnets, corsets, lace, goth band t-shirts. You know, there's different variations, you know, whether you can be kind of Victorian and all that sort of thing, just as with goth. Witchcore, you kind of think of designers like Vampire's Wife, where it's kind of a little bit more kind of refined, but it is using those celestial kind of imagery, wearing crystals, that sort of thing. Gothcore also has, you know, the Byronic heroes, like people that are into Byron and stuff like that. So there's a slight difference, but not probably too much, but I guess it's those little nuances that kind of give them those different names.
Does it stack up against, I guess, original goth, like the first time it kind of came on the scene? Does it look different to that, or is it, you know, has it got sort of new elements that feel kind of an internet age, or is it sort of traditional in the sense that it looks like we've seen it before?
I think some of it, it's just quite a mixture. You know, like to me, real goths were kind of more the, you know, new romantics and that sort of thing was kind of the thing that I liked when I was kind of dressing up, you know. And then it kind of moved into Victoriana. And I think this gothcore is definitely more Victoriana. But there's always been, in modern goth, the ginormous platform boots. And I never had those. I just wore dots, you know. Yeah.
Good old platform boots. I haven't got the balance for them, but they are impressive.
Yeah, for sure.
So you've picked us a Cure track to play. Is the music the same then? Are people still listening to the same classic goth bands, classic sort of, you know, tracks to make you cry and also feel all the feelings?
I think that there's definitely an element of people that are kind of going back to the past to listen to those original kind of bands, but there's such amazing new music in that realm coming out that it's really good that people are just listening to a mixture, you know.
And
if people want to kind of check it out, like if you look at genres such like dark wave and cold wave and things like that, I'm sure that you'll find stuff that you really like.
And I think it's so interesting as well what you observed, that, you know, pop is starting to borrow from it again. Because when pop, you know, dives into a subculture, it can be kind of cynical or it can be really interesting. And I think, you know, you see both aspects of it when you get big pop acts and big super celebrities sort of dabbling in that space. You get quite an interesting look into what's cool or what's like mainstream trendy again at the moment, and it's totally interesting to see goth making its way into that area a little bit right now.
Yeah, and it's also it's got a lot to do with the fact that the northern hemisphere is going into winter as well.
Yeah,
they tend to always do, you know, go goth when it gets cold.
Fair enough. You can layer up and you can put lots of things on. No goths at the beach, although we're good at that here in New Zealand.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, thanks for bringing us Gothcore and Witchcore this morning, Penny. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. We are going to listen to Close to Me now, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks very much. Take care.
You too.
Never thought tonight could ever be this cold. until I should.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.